You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, everyone. My name is Brad Rowland, and I promise I will not do this on every episode of The Daily Hammer, but this is episode 2. We're not going to number the episodes. It'll be more day by day, but yesterday I gave you a little bit of an introduction as to what we're doing here with The Daily Hammer, a bite-sized show breaking down the latest in Braves country, hosted by Sean Coleman yesterday and today. Sean is the host of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast, as well as a writer at TalkingChop.com, and a great, great guy. So check out the next episode of Daily Hammer that you're about to hear. And this is probably the final time that I do this, but I want to at least let people know if they missed yesterday's show. This is a bite-sized, more frequent episode. Nothing's going to be happening differently with Road to Atlanta or the Talking Chop podcast. They'll still be around in their normal form, but we're splicing in some extra content. Sean's fantastic. And here is the second episode of the Daily Hammer.
Welcome to the Daily Hammer, your daily Braves news source podcast when it comes to the Talking Chop Podcast Network. My name is Sean Coleman. It's once again a pleasure to be with you. Hope wherever you are and wherever you are listening, you are doing well. Obviously, you can find all the great content when it comes to Talking Chop wherever Talking Chop is available on social media at Talking Chop. Also, obviously, at Talking Chop. You can find myself at StatsSAC. You can find many of our great talents across social media platforms promoting their great work, either in written or podcast form. Make sure to follow each one of them and support the great work that we put out on a daily basis. When it comes to the Atlanta Braves, here is the latest on the Daily Hammer. Obviously, the Braves had a big day, a very important day on Wednesday with a doubleheader against the San Diego Padres. On Monday, rain made it to where the Braves were not able to play against the Padres. The Braves were able to take that rest and turn it into a very clutch and needed performance, once again from an unexpected source, in Touki Toussaint on Tuesday night to get a big victory against one of the majors' best teams. The hope was that based off Touki's performance, that could give the Braves a bit of momentum as they were going into the doubleheader yesterday, once again needing to rely on the arms of youthful talents in Kyle Muller in Game 1 and in Bryce Wilson in Game 2. Well, in Game 1, Kyle Muller did exactly what he needed to do. He allowed the Padres to score only one run through the first four innings, and it seemed like Brian Snicker's goal was to basically work it to where Kyle Muller could get through four innings, or basically could get through the Padres lineup twice. The unfortunate thing is that the Braves offense simply could not find a way to support the solid effort from Kyle Muller, and that led us to the top of the fifth inning. Coming on to relieve Kyle Muller was Shane Green, who certainly has struggled ever since he made his 2021 Major League debut. Well, once again, he ran into struggles quickly. A two-run homer off the bat of, it seems like, likely NL MVP Fernando Tatis Jr. allowed the Padres to take a 3-0 lead. Of course, the Braves did come back in the bottom of the sixth inning. They were able to get within one run. Unfortunately, could not keep the rally going, and then former Brave Mark Melancon shut the door in the bottom of the seventh inning, and it led to a 3-2 victory for the San Diego Padres. Once again, the Braves, despite coming off a big performance from an unexpected sort in Touki Toussaint, they just cannot seem to keep the momentum going several times this year. They follow up a great performance from one of their pitchers with another great performance, but not enough offense is there to support it, or unfortunately, the bullpen falters. Balance in games from both offense and pitching has been a struggle for this team all year long, and it showed up once again in Game 1 of yesterday's doubleheader. In Game 2, it got even worse quickly. A four-run inning from the Padres allowed for them to get off to a 4-0 lead in the first inning. They tacked on a run in the top of the second. Bryce Wilson, though he has shown a bit of good performance at times this year, came out, struggled once again in a start at the major league level, and was unable to allow for the Braves to, you know, get the needed start that they, you know, really desired in Game 2. It really felt like the Braves really needed for Bryce Wilson to get off to a good start, limiting the Padres' offense. He just could not get the job done. But this time around, the Braves' offense actually came to Bryce Wilson's aid. Four runs in the bottom of the second inning allowed for the Braves to get within one run to make the score 5-4. Well, then in the third and the fourth inning, the Braves and Padres kept each other scoreless, with the Padres also kept scoreless in the top of the fifth. But then, of course, once again, the weather showed up. The game was delayed in the bottom of the fifth inning, and actually it was determined after around a 3.5-hour rain delay, if my math serves me correctly, the game was suspended. Now, it's likely that this game will probably be picked up when the Braves go to San Diego September 24th through 26th, through the 26th, later this year. Again, September 24th, 25th, and 26th, the Braves will be in San Diego. It's likely that this game will be made up at that time before one of the regularly scheduled games. That's not official. It still needs to be worked out, but last night's game is not in a final result. It is suspended and likely to be picked up when the Braves visit San Diego later this year. All in all, the Braves ended the day 4.5 games behind the New York Mets, an unfortunate situation in which, after getting within 3.5 games, the Braves unfortunately lost another full game and find themselves now 4.5 games out of the division lead. But that right there actually is the big thing that comes away from this stretch of games. Overall, versus the Rays, as well as the Padres, the Braves were able to go 2-3. Not ideal, obviously, but certainly something that I guess you will take against two of the 10 best teams in Major League Baseball. What it has put them in a position to do, though, is that the Braves' season basically hangs in the balance over the next week. 9 combined games against the Phillies and Mets coming up before the trade deadline, without any off days and including a doubleheader on next Monday. The key for the Braves is they have got to find a way to be able to put a winning streak together. Because if they cannot string some wins together, they legitimately are going to put themselves in a position where basically they have no room for error. And if they were to start losing a string of games together, you could quickly see this Braves team shift from buyers potentially at the trade deadline to sellers if they start sinking too far in the NL East race.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
despite the immediate need for wins and obviously a complete turnaround when it comes to the Braves' bullpen and the consistency needing from its offense. Obviously, there's several areas of this team that certainly need to improve. One area where I feel the Braves can feel confident in going into the series against Philadelphia would be in the starting pitching. And you could make a case, you can make a confident case, I feel, that the Braves should like their chances in at least the first three games of this series before Sunday's matchup that pits Aaron Nola of the Phillies against Touki Toussaint of the Braves. The pitching matchups for this upcoming series against the Phillies reads as this. On Thursday, Matt Moore will face off against Charlie Morton. Friday, Zach Wheeler will face off against Max Fried. Saturday, Vince Velasquez will face off against Drew Smyly. And Sunday, Aaron Nola will face Touki Toussaint. Now, again, if the offense nor the bullpen are able to figure things out and support the starting staff, none of this really matters. But especially in the Charlie Morton versus Matt Moore matchup, as well as the Drew Smyly with how he's been pitching of late versus the Vince Velasquez matchup, you have to like your chances. You obviously have to like your chances in a Max Fried versus Zach Wheeler matchup. Zach Wheeler has been pitching very well. He absolutely has been producing well against the Braves in recent years when he's faced them. But that is one thing that I do think stands out about this Braves matchup against the Phillies this weekend. There has to be confidence in the starting staff. There has to be confidence that in at least three of these four games, and hopefully Touki, building off his start on Tuesday, will be able to give him the same chance on Sunday. The Braves, at the very least, have to like their chances to be at least put in the position to where they can earn a win in each of the next three games and hopefully the fourth as well. And if the Braves can get either a series split or can do better, that certainly is at least a positive development to build off of before they face the New York Mets five times, starting with the doubleheader next Monday. Again, the pitching matchups are Matt Moore versus Charlie Morton today, Zach Wheeler versus Max Fried, Vince Velasquez versus Drew Smyly, and then Sunday, Aaron Nola versus Touki Toussaint. Now, when it comes to the offense, obviously the bullpen, you're just going to have to hope it figures itself out. But the offense is certainly, while it has struggled over the past 2 days, there also has been signs that the offense is continuing to find ways to at least be productive, and that starts at the top of the order, where the acquisition of Jock Peterson has certainly shown good initial results. Coming into the doubleheader yesterday, Jock Peterson had 5 hits and 17 at-bats, including 4 RBIs. He had especially done well against southpaws. As we had mentioned earlier this week, Jock Peterson against southpaws so far in Atlanta. He's hit a home run, he's hit a single, he's hit a double, he's drew a walk, and that was just in his first 2 starts in a Braves uniform. Alex Anthopoulos, for all the flaws that he may have as a general manager, he has shown that when he makes moves on the margins, they can work out in positive ways. Maybe not always immediately, but in this case, it certainly has. It feels like the addition of Jock Peterson certainly is starting to make an impact on this Braves team. For instance, even without getting a hit in Game 1 of the doubleheader, on Wednesday, he made a big catch that saved the Padres from extending their lead early in the game. In Game 2, he was able to get a big 2-out hit to bring the Braves within 1 run of the Padres. Both at the plate and in the field, Jock Peterson is finding ways to where he can contribute and can contribute in significant ways to add impact both on defense and on offense, and that is exactly what the Braves needed in an outfield addition. Now, obviously, he's not going to be Ronald Acuna Jr., and when he was asked directly about that, Jock Peterson mentioned, "My goal is not to be Ronald Acuna Jr. You can't replace that type of talent. My goal is to be Jock Peterson." So far, Jock Peterson has certainly done that, and kudos to the Braves as well as Alex Anthopoulos and Brian Snicker for realizing that the best opportunity for Peterson would be from the leadoff spot, where he's shown some of the best offense of his career, and also where he at least adds a dynamic bat at times to this Atlanta lineup in front of their best hitters in Freddie Freeman, Ozzie Albies, and Austin Riley. Whether or not Jock Peterson is going to be able to continue this level of impact moving forward is certainly something that will be seen in time. But at the very least, it does seem like Jock Peterson is going to do his part to help make this lineup deeper. And if he can continue this and the Braves can put some winning streaks together, hopefully some reinforcements will start to come in place, maybe through another trade or perhaps returns from injury, such as the return of Travis d'Arnaud, that may be closer on the horizon than many think. Obviously, yesterday was not ideal. You certainly had hoped that the Braves would at least get to earn one win, but at the very least, they did not earn two losses. While it certainly seems to be a mountain to climb coming up over the next week with 9 games to play against the Phillies and the Mets, it certainly is an opportunity, a direct opportunity, for the Braves to turn this season around and really get back in the NL East race. And at the very least, at the end of the day, one thing that should be gained starting today and going through the next week is certainty. We will know just how much of a chance the Braves actually have to make the most of this season, or we'll come to the understanding that it's just not there this season and it may be time to focus on the future starting at the trade deadline. Thanks so much for joining us, and it's been a pleasure talking with you today on the Daily Hammer, the newest podcast when it comes to the Atlanta Braves. Find all of our great podcasts, the Talking Chop podcast, as well as the Road to Atlanta podcast on the Talking Chop Podcast Network. Also, check out TalkingChop.com, as well as on any social media platform at Talking Chop for links on our best content that we can offer when it comes to coverage of the Atlanta Braves. My name's Sean Coleman. Again, you can find me on Twitter at StatsSAC. It's been a pleasure. Hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time here on the Daily Hammer.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes, and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.